Oh, hey. Yes, I was listening to music. What's up? How was work? Oh, did you have a long day? I'm sorry. Do you want to talk about it? Are you sure? Are you sure? Sure. I had to ask again. Sorry. But seriously, do you want to talk about it? No? Okay. Well, did you eat? You had something on the way home? Okay. No. No. It's okay. No, I like cooking. I like cooking for dinner, 'cause if we don't eat, or if one of us doesn't eat like the night, we could just have it for leftovers the next day or something. So don't worry about it. Well, I'm sorry you had a long day. Was it just people being annoying and shit? Yeah. Okay. Well, you're home now. You got me. You're looking at me. I'm just doing emails. But I'm almost done. But I'm actually pretty much done. I was gonna say I'm almost done, but at this point, I'm pretty much done. I don't have to reply to all of them right away, but I like to do most of them like at first and then just do everything else slowly by the deadline. And it's usually for like my work stuff, but it's also for emails and every little thing that I have in my life. Yes, even getting gifts for your birthday and Christmas. Hey, I'm saying it truthfully. Listen, I may get you stuff last minute, but I am a very sweet girlfriend. And you cannot. You can't tell me otherwise. Okay, good. Get on top of me. No, I meant in cuddles. Yeah. Because I like it when you're on top of me. You have a you're a bigger person. So when you're on top of me, I feel like it's the most necessary weighted blanket that I'll ever need. So, yeah. Come on. Come on, make your girl happy. Ah, there you go. I love being the big spoon. I love it for many, many reasons. Because I can run my hand and my fingers up and down your back and your arms. And then I can give your head little kisses like this. Just feeling you on top of me makes my day even better, honestly. Well, my day is always amazing when I'm around you, but when I get to be the big spoon, you get to be on top of me. That makes me the happiest girl ever. Yeah. I'm not just saying that because I'm your girlfriend. I'm saying that because it's true. Mm-hmm. I can say that with my entire chest. Hey, look at me. You sure you don't want to talk about today? I know. I just... Sometimes you have a thing of not wanting to open up and not wanting to be vulnerable. Not just with me, but with other people. And I guess this is me kind of reassuring you that being open about your day and your feelings and everything, it's okay. It's okay. But I know you don't like to talk most times or most days. So we can just cuddle instead. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just want you to know that you can talk to me about anything. Anything you want. You know me. I don't judge. I hate judging. Because growing up, I was judged for every little thing that I'd said and done. But now, I don't give a fuck. Like, this is what is going on. And, or, like, this is happening to you, but you don't want to feel judged by others. Just know, if you feel alone about a feeling of not being able to open up to anybody, always remember that you have me. Okay? Yes, I mean that. Why am I saying all this stuff? Well, for one, you came home with a not bad attitude, but a kind of different set of an attitude. And number two, because I love you. And if I love and care for you a lot, you'll know. One thing I do is I always repeat my words and repeat my actions. Like right now, my fingers are lightly tracing your arms. I'm watching you breathe. And I can see your eyes closing, which is perfectly fine. I just want you to feel safe. I just want you to feel secure around me. Because when you're around me, especially in my arms like this, nothing bad will ever get to you. And I mean that, and I promise that. Hey. You don't have to tell me. I'm not forcing you into doing anything you don't want to do. I'm just saying. If you need someone, or if you feel as though you're alone and you think that you have no one to open up to, just turn to your side and you'll see me. Because I'll always be by your side. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at me. I love you. I love you so much. Nothing you say or do will ever change that. Even though you can be a real dumb sometimes. I got you. And even if you don't want to talk to me about your day or what's been going on, that's okay. Just tell me, so I won't keep nagging you about it. Because I know that's a flaw that I have. I always nag. But once you tell me, hey, don't do this, I'll stop right there. So you just gotta let me know if I'm being too much. I'm gonna ask you right now. Am I being too much? No? Okay, good. Just wanted to know. Just wanted to make sure. Is this helping you? Yeah? Good. That makes me happy. Because whenever you're happy, I'm happy. And whenever you're sad or you're not in the best mood, I will try everything within my power to even see the slightest smile from you. Because your smile is my favorite smile I have ever seen. Every time. You think I'm lying? No, I don't lie. That's a lie. I lie. I lie about little things. I don't lie about big, extravagant things. So, lying about your smile, that's an extravagant thing that I will never lie about. Because your smile means you're happy. And when you're happy, it's important to me. Because you are important to me. I like how you're asking, really? Or are you sure? Every 5 minutes. No, it's cute. It's cute. You're not annoying me with that at all. Nope. If you want me to repeat anything that I've said, just let me know and I will say it. I'll be honest. I didn't have the best day, but I didn't have the worst day. But just, it was an day. And all I really wanted was for you to be in my arms. Honestly. This is what I got. And I'm so very fucking happy with it. Yeah. I mean that. You always make me happy. And I hope I do the same for you. And if I'm not, just fucking put me in my place and I'll do whatever. I'll do whatever I can to make it easier for you. Yeah? Okay. I believe you. I do. I believe you. I do. Oh, that was a yawn. That was a big yawn. You sleepy? You should take a shower. I mean, you usually take a shower before you go to bed. Because it helps you. And it does it. Showers really do help. So. Yeah, you want to lay here more? You want to lay here longer? Okay. Hey, whatever makes you happy and whatever makes you comfortable. No. No, you're not hurting me. You're not hurting me. Nah. Remember when I said that you were the most necessary weighted blanket? I stand by that shit. This is my heaven. I'm am a happy place right now. I'm always in my happy place when I'm with you. Oh, that's another yawn. You really should take a shower. I'm not saying you smell. If anything, I think you should just stand in the shower and just rinse your body with the water. With the warm water, it'll help you get sleepier. And then when you come back, we can cuddle and go to bed. Yeah. What? Oh, you want me to take the shower with you? I mean, yeah. Save the water. Yeah. How about this? We take a shower together. It'll be a very, very nice shower. But if we take a shower together, we gotta scrub each other. Like I said, I'm not saying that you smell. I'm not saying that. I am saying that because I like the feel of your hands and the soap along my body. So, we're scrubbing each other in the shower. And then when we come back, we will throw on our little jammies. Little jammies. And then we can cuddle. Do whatever we want. And then we can just fall asleep in each other's arms. How does that sound? Yeah? Good. Plus, after the day you've had, I really do think a shower would help. In more ways than others. So, is that a deal? Good. Come on. Get your booty up. There we go. Oh, I have two things to say before I get up. One, I love you very, very, very much. And number two, you do kind of smell just a little. Hey, I'm telling the truth. You smell a little, just a little. It's not that extravagant. It's okay. So when we're in the shower, I'm going to give you more of a little extra scrub. And that's coming from the heart, and that will be full of love. Oh, don't give me that look. Come on, let's go take that shower.